Well, I want to welcome you all to another Daily Decade, your rosary on the road. I've got an announcement, another prayer, and some housekeeping announcements. The announcement is that we prayed for Tango's friend, I think it's a week ago, possibly longer than that. It may have been 2 weeks ago that we said a prayer for her. She's in the hospital, and she's out. She's out. She made it out. A much quicker recovery than was expected. Thanks. I'm going to credit all of your rosaries and your prayers and all the prayers that were said for her. God has intervened and brought her forth from that place. It looks like she still needs a little bit of oxygen, but she's doing well. So a Thanksgiving is in order, and I think that we ought to thank God for that. And we'll incorporate that Thanksgiving in our rosary today. The prayer today is for Luffy. He's a close friend of the show and of our hosts over at Exodus Americanus. He gets mentioned pretty frequently over there, and I have to say I think he might be he's one of my favorite people that I've interacted with from those circles, and he is just having a heck of a time. He's looking for help. Help with employment help. Not for him. But his office is incredibly short-staffed, and they're having a heck of a time, like most businesses are these days. And he just cannot find decent help. It's like Ulysses Grant said, the good help is so hard to find these days, and it really is. And he is struggling, and his business is struggling as a result. So I want to say a very special prayer for him, that he is able to fill his place with competent employees, assistance, and help, and keep things afloat there. So I want to pray for him. And I have another announcement, and that is that we are finally making a broader move onto some other social media platforms. I have now opened an account on the Fediverse on nobodyhasthe.biz. I guess it's a node. There's a couple of different ways to access the Fediverse broadly. Post is one of them. Nobody has the .biz is another one. And there's yet another couple that are out there. So I'm on that one. You'll find me at Mario Goretti is the name that's on that account. And you can find me on there. I guess it'll be Mario-Goretti at Post if you're on, or at NHTV if you're on one of the other platforms like Post or one of the other ones. Anyway, that's where I am. So we've got a new place for you to reach out and ask for prayers. So go ahead and do that. You can also ask for prayers by emailing dailydecadrequests@protonmail.com. Decad, D-E-C-A-D-E, requests in the plural at protonmail.com. You can also find me at the Daily Decad on Gab. You can also drop a comment on our hosts at exodusamericanus.com or on our website, praytherosaryeveryday.wordpress.com, and soon we'll have a domain that we can actually use. It'll probably be praytherosaryeveryday.com if I can get it. But that's where we currently are. If you have prayers to send in, send them there or to our new place over on the Fediverse. And, of course, if you know how to get a hold of me on Telegram, then get a hold of me on Telegram. So there you are. Now, let's go ahead and turn our hearts and minds to God and pray on behalf of our brother, Luffy. And I got to get my rosary beads out here. I got distracted in the process. Okay, now we've got our rosary. Now put ourselves in the presence of the Almighty. Today is Tuesday, so we will be praying in English today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, weeping and mourning with this veil of tears. Turn then, O gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy unto us, and after this our exile, shew unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. O Saint Francis Xavier, great missionary of the Order of Saint Ignatius, you went far afield to find workers for the vineyard. As our Lord said, that the laborers are few and the harvest is plentiful. We humbly beg thy intercession now on behalf of the servant of God who is struggling as the church has all ever struggled to find workers. May his place of employment be full and bountiful with good workers who serve others as they would serve God. And may he be drawn as a worker to the true vineyard through thy intercession. And we ask this in the name of the vintner, Jesus Christ, who with God the Father and the Holy Ghost livest and reignest, one God, world without end. Amen. For all of us in our daily labors, St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, mercy on us. Will Sacred Heart of Jesus have mercy on us. Will Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, I wasn't planning on talking about pride until later on this Thursday, but God certainly quashed mine there. For the life of me, I couldn't think of a word to describe a place of employment. I should have just said business. Well, I'm sure the St. Francis Xavier will come to our aid anyway. I have a little bit of a series that I've got brewing now. I had a request for a specific talk on sins of a carnal nature, specifically sexual sins. When we say sins of a carnal nature, we usually think of sexual sins. But it encompasses a lot more than that. And the relationship of the appetites to one another really can't be understated. But that's for tomorrow. What I've decided to do is take my own advice, and which is a rare thing for those of us who record our voices on the internet and blast it out to everyone. But I've decided to go ahead and take my own advice and take the Sorrowful Mysteries, which today is a Tuesday, so we should be praying the Sorrowful Mysteries, and break them down into each of the sins that we struggle with and how we struggle with them and why we struggle with them and what value there is in that struggle that we can derive out of it in order to conquer these things. And I think it's good to help us when we do our examination of conscience and try to fight against these tendencies in ourselves. It's good to have a very clear understanding of what each is and how they relate to each other. So that's what I want to start doing today. Since we talked about our guardian angels yesterday and how they can help us avoid sin, now why don't we do something of a deep dive on that particular question? So that's my thought. That's what I'm hoping to accomplish over the next 3 days. Today, we're going to start with the agony in the garden. And the agony in the garden is sloth, or sloth, depending on what part of the English-speaking word you are from. This is one of what I'll call the primary colors of sin. Sin can be broken down, I think, into three primary categories, those can be combined into the broader categories that you get out of that. Of course, pride is your primary color. That's the from which all sin flows. appetite, concupiscence, is the other, and finally, sloth or laziness, or what I suppose you could call a smallness of soul, pusillanimity, makes up a third category of these primary sins. And you can combine them into a number of different sins, and people often do, but those are your sort of primary colors, so to speak. You have pride, which is the usurpation of the power of the Father, the authority of the Father. You have pusillanimity, or smallness, which is against the Holy Ghost. And you have, that's sloth. Against the Holy Ghost, and then you have concupiscence and carnality, which is an offense against Christ. Now, and the Son of God, who suffered for us and became flesh that he might suffer in the flesh and might mortify the flesh so that he could conquer death. And so you see these three, this is why I do this. You have three primary sins, each of them reflecting the primary rejection of that one person of the Blessed Trinity. And sometimes you reject both two persons of the Blessed Trinity. Sometimes you offend all three. Sometimes you offend only one. And these different sins in ourselves help us to understand where our greatest trouble is, which can help us to both cultivate an appropriate devotion, as well as to focus ourselves on where we are lacking in our spiritual lives. If your primary sin is a sin of pride, then devotion to the Holy, to the Father of the Trinity, to God Himself, God the Creator, is an appropriate devotion to cultivate. If your primary fight is against concupiscence, as mine is, concupiscence of all sorts, then the Sacred Heart of Jesus becomes a very important devotion. And if you have trouble with pusillanimity with fear, cowardice, sloth. These are sins which can be combated through the Holy Ghost, or actually, primarily, these sins can be combated through the Blessed Mother, the Mediatrix of all graces, because she is the chief exemplar of the rejection of the temptation to small souledness and the rejection of the temptation to sloth. She was tireless and remains tireless. Her example is to tirelessness. So you have a couple of different devotions that work for each of them. Today we're going to talk about sloth and about pusillanimity and the other sins that are tied to it. Now, pusillanimity is a very big word that you don't actually need to know. Ultimately, it is a form of spiritual cowardice that leads to despair. People don't usually think of despair as being laziness, but it is. Despair is a form of laziness. It requires hard work to have faith and hope. It requires effort. It's easier to lay there as one with a needle in his arm and simply pass out of thought and mind. That's despair in a nutshell. It's not a whole lot different than any number of drug uses. Because there is no hope. There is no faith. There's nothing better than the single moment that you are in right now. And that's the essence of despair, which is a form of spiritual cowardice. You refuse to face those things which are difficult. And sloth, likewise, is a form of spiritual cowardice. One does not exert the effort to overcome it because one does not see the point, or it's simply too hard to face. And then pusillanimity, which is smallness of soul, is a lack of faith in God. It is a lack of faith. Everything is horrible. Nothing will ever get better. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. This is Chicken Little is pusillanimous. He has a smallness of soul. And not because Chicken Little does not warn the rest of the world of what's coming. He's not the canary in the coal mine. He thinks he is, but he's not. And because he worries himself and busies himself over things that are pointless. And we do that too. We worry ourselves and busy ourselves over all sorts of things. Which one of us has ever been affected by the gross domestic product of any polity in the modern world? And yet how many of us follow GDP numbers, stock numbers, NASDAQ? What's going on here? Where are these lines going for all of these all of these haters of Christ and haters of God that sit there in their high ziggurat on Wall Street? We're barking at the sky that shekels might rain upon them. They're like the people of Tyre and Sidon. They had the same thing. They sacrificed babies so that they would have a bountiful harvest. Why do we concern ourselves with such as this? Christ tells us we've been doing it from the very beginning because Christ warns us he tells us to consider the birds of the air or the flowers of the field, which is tomorrow cut down and tossed and cast into the fire, and yet are beautiful in this day. Do you not think that God would provide you with such raiment if he arrays one such as these, or the birds of the air? The Son of Man alone has no place to rest his head. God provides. And so that's part of the fight against this pusillanimity, this lack of faith, this sort of spiritual sloth. And we think about this in the agony of the garden when our Lord is preparing himself for his great trial and for his passion on our behalf. And the chief of the apostles, those that are brought with him to the garden to stand watch, all fall asleep and leave him helpless. And so when Judas comes, he meets Christ, and the apostles are not roused until after the meeting has taken place and the crowd has arrived. They cannot run and warn their Lord of what is coming. They are caught unawares. And so too are we caught unawares by sin when it comes to persecute the Spirit of God within us. If we are cursed with this sloth, this spiritual sleepiness, and we don't do what is necessary to exert those efforts to fight against it. And the best way to fight against this sort of thing is indeed to ask for the aid of the Holy Ghost. So, come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy fill the hearts of thy faithful, kindle in them the fire of thy love. Fire warms, fire also animates. And we have known that for a very long time, long before the steam engine was ever invented. The animating power of fire to move things and provide energy has been known for a very long time. And we too, living in the modern world as we do, can make of ourselves sort of spiritual steam engines. Concentrate all of that fire of the Holy Ghost within us to animate ourselves. And we can do it in a number of ways. You stoke the fire with prayer. You add the fuel of good works and of good reading and spiritual things, the Holy Mass, the sacraments most of all. And you concentrate it. You focus it, because that's what a steam engine does. It focuses energy in order to build up pressure and release that pressure to move things forward. That's how a steam engine operates. That's how all engines operate. The internal combustion engine works the same way, just with different fuel, a little bit more efficiently too. But we could do the same thing with our prayer lives, and that's how you maintain a prayer life. You're adding fuel to the fire every time you read something spiritual. Read the lives of the saints. Read the Imitation of Christ. The Imitation of Christ has made many saints. You get a hold of these books and get a hold of these lectures and fill your lives with spiritual reading and spiritual listening, audio. And then, of course, the attending of Mass and the sacraments. And confession does maintenance on the engine, so the steam engine doesn't blow apart. The rivets, because anyone who has familiarity with steam engine knows that those rivets can loosen on a steam boiler. You have to do maintenance on it. And we maintain that such that we always have the steam to move forward in our spiritual life. We're never trapped in one spot. We don't let the fire go cold. And we're able to push ourselves forward. Now, if you do let the fire go cold, it takes an awful lot of time to stoke it back up again to heat. And that requires more work. And this is the flip side of sloth. Sloth makes more work for you. Small-souledness makes the obstacles more insurmountable. The thing that makes an overcoming a spiritual obstacle just like a physical obstacle, the thing that makes it easier to do is to press forward harder. Anyone who lifts weights, if you lift, you know that the best way to overcome DOMS, the delayed onset muscle soreness, is to get back in the gym and do the same exercise again. The best way to overcome it, squats do this to me all the time. If I go for a while without it, I've got to go hard when I get back in there, because otherwise it's just agony because of the muscle soreness. And it has nothing to do with the water intake. It doesn't have to do with the acids and all of that stuff. I do all the stuff I'm supposed to do. It is delayed onset muscle soreness. If you've been out of the gym for a while, you're going to get hit with it harder. It's the same as true of any job. The harder you hit it when you first go, the more you get done when you first throw yourself at a job, the easier that job is going to be going forward. For students, the first two semesters, to throw yourself at the first two semesters, the following year is easier because you've established a decent GPA already. So that every walk of life that you can imagine has a reflection of this reality in it. The more lazy you are, the more small-souled you are, the greater the obstacle, the lazier you are, the harder the work. The more you allow yourself to get caught up by the devil in slowing down like that, the harder it is to build that steam back up again. So you're actually making more work for yourself, and all you're ultimately going to do is wallow there and get deeper and deeper and deeper inside of it. Now, that's a depressing thought, isn't it? And the devil knows that. That's why he makes you fall. He makes you fall because he knows that every time you fall, it's harder to get up again, just like our Lord on his way to Calvary. Did you notice that the second fall and the third fall are closer together than the first and the second? And from the third fall to the cross itself is hardly a hop, skip, and a jump. And so we know that the more we fall, the more difficult it is to get up again. And the earlier we fall in the process, the greater the obstacles become. And so we have to go hard early. And that's something that all the saints have said and have recommended. Go harder early. And you become a greater saint. Who's the greatest saint of modern times? We've been talking about her for the last couple of days. St. Thérèse of Lisieux. St. Pius X called her the greatest saint of modern times. Little girl was dead by 24. And she had already really achieved sainthood well before that. And it is because if you read her life, she went hard. Just like all the Carmelites. St. Teresa of Avila as well. And St. Francis, when you look at the Poor Clares, they're another wonderful order of, and the Franciscans themselves, of course, but these are people who are defined by hardness, the only way I can compare it to is when you look at somebody who works out regularly and you look at their, and I don't mean somebody who's a bodybuilder who's just doing it for beauty, I mean somebody who's doing it for strength. You look at them, and no matter what body shape that they have, whether they have six-pack abs or not, you look at them and you can tell they are hard. They are rock. Now, look at the strongman competitions. These guys have beer guts that, well, I'm glad that mine doesn't look that big. But they're hard. Well, these are not soft, doughy people. These are not effeminate. Christianity is not a religion for the effeminate. It's a religion for the masculine, the strong, the brave, the hard, the rigid. That word that Pope Francis seems to disdain so much. And my prayer for all of us is that we will, in our first step towards holiness, cultivate a strength, a steel-like hardness, a razor's edge to our fanaticism for God, that we might overcome all slothfulness, all pusillanimity, all weakness, that we might better conquer those two other primary sins. And thereby, when we appear before God, we appear as a strong worker for his vineyard. And he will put us to the hard work. And that we might do well for him. Now and unto the ages of ages. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.